Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local community is holding a prayer walk. What's the purpose? Let's go in-depth with Tyler Pearson and Kevin Stitzworth of Knoxville. Well, the Knoxville Community Prayer Walk is approaching. Whose idea was this? One of you guys think of it? You get the idea somewhere else? You just come up with it together?
I'd say we definitely came up with it together. We had discussed over the past year or so doing something, and we were debated on ideas, what to do, how do we touch the whole community and the people that are involved with it, and it landed on the Community Prayer Walk.
Well, you wanted to do something. You wanted to do something for what? I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things we can do, but there's got to be a reason behind this.
In recent years, we've just had some tragedies in the community. There's been some young men who have, you know, gone through some difficult situations, and, you know, Tyler and I have asked ourselves, how can we help? You know, what can we do, and how can we be a light to some of these guys? And so I think what's going on in the community, you know, tragedy-wise, but also there's some great things going on in our community. There's some exciting things going on. And so we just thought a community prayer walk is just a great opportunity for us to show others that we care for one another, and that we really want to become a unified community that supports one another.
And it's all only possible through God and His grace, and He'll bring the good things for us, and He'll help us through the tough things. And we know that everything is due to Him, and He can help us through everything. So doing that underneath whatever church you want to attend from or whatever community you're coming from, we know there's surrounding communities that struggled with the same things we're struggling with. So hopefully that this idea can plant a seed for other people, and they can take this framework and run with it in their own communities too, and be a blessing to other communities.
Okay, and so while there's been tragedy, there's also hope and good things. And so all of us have trials and tribulations, and you want to transcend all of those.
Yes.
And bring people together.
Absolutely. And the timing of this event falling after the Your Life Matters 5K is great, because we can feed off the momentum from that. We can help promote that. But like you said, there's also several great things going on. With the timing of this event coming in the fall, the new school year kicking off, the fall activities kicking off, we're just hoping for a blessing for the upcoming year and the whole community, businesses, students, everyone.
And when is it?
September 8th from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We will begin at Panther Park, which is located next to the admin building off the square. We will begin there. We'll give out instructions on how we hope this whole event will run. We'll begin with cookies and water donated by Hy-Vee. Send everybody out to sites, pray over their neighborhoods, their churches, their community, and then come back to Panther Park, or whenever they're finished. We'll have a live band there, and then we'll finish with a cold treat also donated by Hy-Vee.
Okay, so not everybody's taking the same route?
No, we're going to divide and conquer. We've got public spaces picked out. We've got the schools, we have the facilities for the schools, we have public parks, we have targeted businesses that are big parts of our community, praying over the VA and what can come of that property in the future. We're going to all divide up and hopefully cover the whole community over that 2-hour span.
Just going to spread.
Yep, start there and spread and then come back.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Tyler Pearson and Kevin Stitzworth about the prayer walk. Okay, and so are there going to be leaders for each walk?
Yeah, we're hoping to identify some leaders that day. There's people that are interested in volunteering to help that way. We'd love for them to reach out to us. Especially, we know that not everyone likes to pray out loud, and we're not asking people to pray out loud along these ways, but if there's someone that wants to take the lead on that while others pray silently, that'd be great. But definitely would like to have an adult or a young adult that's a strong leader that can help us with students that want to go out and go in groups and just bless our community.
I know we've heard back from several churches that their youth groups are excited about this event, the opportunity for their students within the youth groups to take a leadership role in this and possibly lead other kids in a prayer walk. And like Kevin said, if we know that there are people that are not comfortable praying out loud, and myself included in that, but if I have a script or a how-to pray out loud, how-to things to consider praying for, I think that would help. And we've got that resource ready for people, and that'll be part of the day of handouts that we give to everyone.
Okay, so some people will be praying out loud, others will be just praying to themselves.
However they feel comfortable.
Okay, well, that's going to be sort of interesting. What if you got 1,000 people praying out loud?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
You would really feel God's presence, wouldn't you?
I'm just thinking that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting. Yeah. Yeah, some of us, though, I mean, it's like singing in church. I'm always a little reticent.
Yes. Yeah.
But I guess we shouldn't be.
Right.
But it's what everybody wants, right. Whatever they're comfortable with.
The whole idea is just that we all come together as a unified group. You know, I think one great thing that we do as a community is we have a Good Friday service that all the churches come together and we can worship and celebrate that resurrection weekend. And this is just a different kind of coming together, but it's going to show not only the youth that there are people here to support them, but also just fellow adults, you know, the people that are struggling, that there are people out there that care for them.
That God has a plan for them. There's you have a purpose to your life, and
right.
we want to make sure that you know that other people appreciate that and want to help you get there.
And I presume people from other communities are welcome, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We'd love for them to come join us. We do have a Facebook page and an event on that page. We'd love for people to, if they're going, to let us know that they're going so we can get some accurate numbers for refreshments and other plans. But we'd love for them to, even if not on Facebook, just to come out and support this.
Yeah, the name of the group is the Knoxville Community Prayer Walk, and it's public. You can find it, you can share it, or just send Kevin or I an email, and we can get a hold of you that way, too.
Yeah, if Hy-Vee's going to be bringing some food and water, they need to.
Yeah, we need to get accurate counts to them.
And I can't say enough about Hy-Vee just stepping up. Every now and then I'll go back and say, well, this could be a little bit bigger than what we're expecting, and they don't even flinch. So Kelly and her crew have been very great to work with in that regards.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Tyler Pearson and Kevin Stitzworth about the prayer walk. And you guys were telling me that you went to the Ministerial Association. What did they have to say?
Yeah, we had this idea between ourselves, but we thought we need to take this to another group to see what they thought. And we found out through that other churches were considering doing some sort of prayer walk in our community. And this was a great event to piggyback off of and send their resources to. And they're excited. They think it's a definite need in our community, and they're all for it.
Well, that offers an opportunity for people to see people you haven't seen in a while. A lot of our events are structured. I mean, you're sitting in the stands for something, but this will allow some mingling and
right. And
interacting, maybe meeting some new people. Maybe you're walking along with somebody, and then you would introduce yourself afterwards, I guess. It's going to be sort of the walk itself is sort of going to be a sacred moment, I presume, so there's not going to be idle chit-chat along the way, is there?
That's up to the group. Whatever they're comfortable with.
Yeah. We can see it many ways. We can see some that will, like you said, that want to pray out loud and stop at certain places. We can see them just continuing to walk the entire sidewalk as they're praying silently or out loud. So, but you're right. This is a great opportunity for people to interact with each other, not sitting in bleachers or, you know, in church, and you just don't get to have the opportunity to network with them or just visit with them.
How about some of our friends that might not be able to walk very far but want to participate? What about them?
We've had a couple groups reach out and ask. We have some adults with disabilities that need concrete and they need short distances to walk. And we've already talked with them and we've said, all right, we've got certain locations that'll be great for you right around the square. It's paved, it's nice and close. And if we know those things in advance, we can dedicate sites to them. And if not, we can decide that day. This group definitely needs these locations and these resources. And if there are adults available that want to come and provide transportation, we have churches that are going to come bring their vans, and we're going to get as many people in those as we can, but just adults with a driver's license that are willing to drive people places, because we might have a strong youth presence that don't have their licenses yet, and transportation is always a good thing to have. Yeah.
Or if they're unable to move around very well, they can, we welcome them just to come to the park, and if they just want to sit there and pray, that's, we welcome that too. Yeah. Or if they're not even able to attend, just we ask between 3 and 5 that they just take a moment and pause and pray for wherever they're at, just for our community, for a blessing over our community and for the people.
And if you can't be there right at 3 o'clock, come at 4 o'clock, come at 4:15, and we'll find a spot for you and we'll send you out and let you be a part of this event.
So I'd be okay in a wheelchair.
Absolutely.
You'll find a place for me.
We'll push you around if you'd like.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure there'd be lots of volunteers that would do exactly that.
Absolutely.
That would be cool. All right. So what's the date again, and where do people need to meet?
September 8th from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock. That's a Sunday afternoon. We will begin at Panther Park. That's 309 West Main Street, just off the square. And we will begin at 3 and we'll end around 5. And then we invite everybody to come out to the ice cream social afterwards that the police department's putting on. So anytime between 3 and 5 at Panther Park.
And we'd love for you to wear Panther shirts if you have them, or black and gold. Just that, I think, would be a nice way that we can look unified and show support for one another.
Yeah, if we've got them, wear them. If not, that's okay.
That's right. Absolutely. Wear what you're comfortable in.
All right. Any last thoughts you'd like to share as we close today?
Just that everybody knows it's open to the community. We want all churches to come together. Even if you don't attend a church, show up and we'll find a group for you if you're coming by yourself, or bring your family. It's all ages, all community. Everybody's welcome.
Thanks to Tyler Pearson and Kevin Stitzworth for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.